settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
And welcome to Spirit's Work, the show that's designed to stretch your mind and broaden your understanding about life on Earth, life after death, and life in other dimensions. Each week, through our connection with our spirit friends, we discuss various topics of interest and take great pleasure in listening to those who continue to walk with us and watch over us. In the most natural way, we are able to cross the divide between our physical world and the non-physical world. But my husband Mick deep trance channels an enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who has great access to knowledge and wisdom. And this week's show is about developing your gifts of spirit. So if you have a question about maybe you're developing your gifts, or maybe you're thinking about it, maybe you have problems in any kind of development, psychic, mediumship development, or anything like that, meditation, just give us a ring, and it's toll-free in the U.S., is 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-810-8322.
Well, hello, I'm Mick Avery, as well as Spirit's Work here on the wonderful bbsradio.com every Monday at 7 p.m. PST and Thursdays at 1 p.m. PST. We have another radio show which is called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you'd like to know more about us, our books, CDs, book an Akashic reading, or anything else we offer on our site, please do go and visit our site, which is at www.spirit-teaching.com.
Yes, and actually I'd like to tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing next Monday night, something a little different. We're going to be giving free mini Akashic readings.
Skippy skippy.
Yeah, absolutely. So you basically, it'll be Gregory who will be giving you this. And what I want you to do is if you email Mick and I at enq@spirit-teaching.com, and if you haven't written that down, then just go to our website and get it from there. And what we will need is we will need your full name at birth. We will need your date of birth. And we need you to write a question down and think about it hard. Don't just write something trivial down. Think about if you have one question that you'd like to ask, write that down and then you email that to me as well, okay? And obviously we will put you in the line for that. We will be doing it next Monday evening. We can only take three on one show, but we will be doing this periodically, and we will be doing it. So that will be the 12th of March next week, and then we will be doing it again on the on the 22nd, but that will be the afternoon show, okay? So basically what we'll do is if you email me on enq@spirit-teaching.com, I'll get back to you and explain a little bit more then, okay?
Great. So what we're able to do as Spirit Mediums is to offer you the spirit world's perspective on the nature of our existence. When I go into the deep trance state, Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for an educational group in the spirit world called the White Cloud Group, will borrow my body for the whole show, and I won't know anything else that happens because my spirit and my consciousness are transported somewhere else while the show's going on. So please do a look at our website for a better understanding of how we work, because we haven't got time to go through too much information at the beginning of each show, as it would take up too much valuable time, which we'd rather give over to Spirit. So I'm going to say goodbye for this week as me, Mick Avery, and it should only take a few seconds before Gregory Hay is here, and Sylvie will be looking after him and you. So have a great show.
Thanks, Mick.
Thank you.
Yes, I'd just like to say again about the Akashic readings is that you won't just be able to phone up on the evening to get yours unless you've got in touch with me first, okay? Because what happens is Gregory will, when he gets your information, your date of birth, and your full name at birth, then he will get your Akashic book and actually start studying it from then onward, okay? It's not something that he can just look at without your permission, okay? So do get in touch. And Gregory Hay is, for first-time listeners, Gregory is with us every week. He's the spirit that speaks through Mick, and he had an Earth life 300 years ago. And he's continued to learn and evolve in the spirit world, and now comes back to share his wisdom with us for our benefit. The White Cloud Group, whom he represents, were formed to bring us knowledge that will hopefully steer us towards a more peaceful and harmonious future. They're made up of all kinds of scientific minds and scholars from all walks of life, as well as ordinary people. The information we bring through them is without religious bias or political persuasion, and we believe in everyone's right to their own views and beliefs. And the next voice you will hear apart from mine is Spirit Guide Gregory Hay.
Spirit Guide and Entity Gregory Hay. Hello, friends.
Hi.
Hello, friends. With love and light, and peace be upon your journey, as always.
Thank you. Anyway, so today, we had great fun last week talking about developing gifts of spirit, and once again, if anybody's got a question to ask Spirit Gregory, shall we say, about developing gifts of spirit, any aspect of this, it's not a reading, it's not a reading of any description, it's basically talking about what we're talking about, but usually we all have the same problems, don't you find, Gregory? And then, so really, if in actually explaining to somebody about a problem, very often it can ring a bell within each of us, I think.
Absolutely so, because people generally go through the same cycles of events during their development of their higher spirit nature. And this does not matter, my friends, whether you are developing your higher spiritual gifts for whatever ulterior motive that you have. Obviously, whatever motive you have needs to be honorable. And the communication process that you want to take on needs to be something which is of the utmost purity. But how can you exactly be sure that that is what you're getting? If you ask, my friends, for those who you may make contact with, if you ask them only to be of the highest and best, is that what you're really going to get? Do you just take it as read in your own understanding of the situation and the wording of the invocation, perhaps, that you say at the beginning of your meditation or your connection with spirit, that you are actually going to get what you ask for? I hear and observe many beings in the physical world who perhaps may illuminate to a certain vibration and perhaps even understand or perceive that the indication of the persona they wish to make contact with is in fact the contact that they wish to make. How really do you know? Is it through a system of trial and error? How do you know that the person that you are thinking you are illuminating to, that you want to make contact, shall we say, a specific spirit, who is named not necessarily by you, by your own interaction with them, but is actually named by someone else. Perhaps it is to do with a well-known human being of physical life. How do you know that that spirit is going to answer to your call or your demand, perhaps? As people so often in their development understanding may actually think that they can just conjure up people. Famous people, usually, people who have had a named eventful life, and therefore perhaps it may be someone who is a familiar figure to all of you, world famous perhaps. Does this mean to say that you've actually made contact with this being? Yes, they could say that they are the name you seek. They could intimate perhaps through their language structure, through the things that they bring to you, that they are who they say they are. But my friends, in truth, never take for granted on the surface of it that what you see, and you may do this clairvoyantly, or that what you hear of the voice and the intonation of the voice is exactly who it is they say they are. Because these energies can be elusive. At times, people in the spirit world may be have a reason for their own minds to answer the call to whom you ask of, and do so purely because it brings them attention. So does this mean to say that you can never trust these beings? No, but it means to say that over a period of time through development, through your own personal development, you may begin to gain this access. And it will be a system of trial and error. It will be a system of a great deal of investigation, detailed analysis of this person, of this persona from the spirit world, or be it an entity or whomsoever they say they are, to actually identify certain intricacies about their character, and that this would actually have to be something which is played out again and again, repeated again and again, in order to satisfy your needs. So do not rush into the situation of thinking that you have a particularly world-famous human being of previous physical life that has come to grace your table or your gateway into reality. Think for a moment that these beings are not necessarily who they say they are, and because they have ulterior motives, much to the chagrin perhaps of your own selfish design, that they are in fact turning out to bring about quite palatable information, but may still yet not be who they say they are, or who you have professed to call upon. I take this issue most particularly with some human beings who, I admit, there are different situations through which developmental processes are enacted with human beings. It may be, for example, that a human being begins meditation or doesn't perhaps even go into meditation, just moves into this strange altered state of vibration, and then suddenly there you are. There is the persona of the spirit impersonator or the spirit entity, incarnate or discarnate, depending on which way you look at it. I prefer to call it that it is spirit incarnate, because spirit are incarnate continuously throughout the whole entire life cycle of eternity. If you can manipulate your mind around that thought for a moment, then this means that you do not actually have a discarnate spirit. Discarnate would mean that it is having a disagreeable life or a disagreeable time, or is perhaps within the vibration of a part of the universe in which you identify, which is hostile to everyone else of good, loving nature. It is not the case, because spirit are in the spirit world, completely, all of the time, whilst you, my dear friends, in the physical side of life, are enjoying your understanding and your relationship perhaps with your spirit is in the ether world. It isn't in the physical world, it's in the ether world, and always remains there. It is only your physical representation which moves into the physical dimension. So, my dear friends, you as a being may be making tours towards someone else in the spirit world, what you need is to perfect the form of contact.
Hold that thought.
Yes.
Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, thanks.
Hello, friend.
Who's this?
Hi, it's Katie.
Hi.
Hi, I wanted to get some information about how to better either understand the psychic things that I see or fully, you know my signs and interpretation.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to explain a little more?
Perfect example. Ages ago, I was standing, brushing my teeth, and I had the window open, and I heard a small airplane coming in for a landing. And I instantly said, oh, that plane's going to crash. And I knew without hesitation that the plane was going to crash. And, you know, my interpretation was, I would say, 50-50 because, as it turned out, in another state that sounds very much like my state, a small plane did crash at the exact time that I heard that plane going down. So, like, I don't understand, like, why would I interpret that plane going down?
Because that was a state of proximity, friend. You are in the position that you were in. You were absent-minded at that time because you were actually doing something else.
Right.
That is the key to your understanding of what actually happened to you,
mm-hmm.
friend, because you were having a moment when you were in a state of absent-mindedness. You
right.
were actually concentrating on something else. This actually enabled those who may be working with you to bring you something which would help you to identify with the fact that there are possibilities ahead for you
mm-hmm.
in a specific way of development.
Okay, I see. Because I, you know, it took me a long time. I mean, I'm very in tune to water. I'm a water sign. I always find that whenever water is flowing or I'm near the water, my energy is, you know, the best. And I, you know, always
yes.
hear that type of information coming through.
Yes, and of course, my friend, you will be subjected to different energies from certain planets as well
mm-hmm.
in your living condition.
Oh, I see.
You
okay.
will, yes, you will be susceptible perhaps to certainly the lunar cycle and that kind of thing.
Right, well, I'm definitely very, very in tune with the moon. I love the night sky and the moon, and I'm definitely drawn to that type of stuff. But it was, you know, it took me a long time to research it because I thought that the plane went down where I live, which is New York, and as it turned out, the plane went down in New Jersey. It took me a little bit to research it because I was so sure that it happened. And, you know, everyone's like, oh, that's just so, you know, dismal. Why would you even think that? And I'm like, I'm not thinking it. I know for sure. And, you know, I found out that it wasn't here, but it was the exact time and
yes.
the same exact day that I thought that plane was going down.
Yes, and so, my friend, you were linking in to the very fact of the motor situation, the motorized situation that you were a part of that was coming to your life, but that, in fact, what your friends in the spirit world were trying to bring to you was the fact that within having this relationship of space within your mind,
mm-hmm.
you understand within your understanding of what you're thinking at this moment in time and yet still being receptive to other situations elsewhere.
Oh,
simply means, friend, that you are a being who needs to develop this.
Okay.
As a form of way of life, there are many interesting propositions which may arrive for you, but of course it depends upon your wish to deal with it.
Oh, I
obviously.
definitely interested in, you know, I definitely have a link with mediumship.
Yes.
And I always ask that, you know, only, you know, the highest of good for, you know, all the best information, because I definitely would not, you know, want to pass along something to somebody that I couldn't control or something negative. But
yes, of course. And
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I agree.
So, you know, I would just, you know, for my signs, I'm pretty, you know, down put with my signs, and I would say 98% sure. It's more so the interpretation of the person that I'm giving the information to. You know, and I have a set. I know that it's each individual, you know, experiences in life that give you your signs and interpretations. I was wondering if you felt that, you know, a meditation or something specific would help me, you know, tune in more or, you know, be a little bit, you know, more in tune and shut it on and off when I would want it. And
yes.
Being open all the time.
Oh, yes, quite so, my friend. It does you no good whatsoever to remain open, as it were. I know many people on your side of life do. They walk around as though spirits are continually communicating with them. That is actually not a healthy state of affairs, and we do not recommend it to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are some people who link in this way, but
mm-hmm.
really, believe me, it is something which will actually be detrimental to your mental state of health.
Yes, that I've definitely learned from, you know, over the course of the last few years.
Yes.
You know, would you recommend a meditation to, you know, tune me in and tune me out, or is it something that I would have to find out on my own and what works best, or is there something that you would recommend?
Yes, my friend. The actual thing that you need to learn to do is actually have some discipline within the system that you operate. So this means then that you need to actually take time out for yourself and learn to actually have meditation as a form of practice of control. And
okay.
That means not necessarily just control of your own mind, friend, but control of the system of beings from the spirit world who are interacting with you. What this actually means, my friend, is that you need to be able to focus and say, well, now during this time in which I say my invocation or prayer and I open up to the highest and best, and in this way I am saying that I am asking you, my spirit guides and helpers, second to none, to be with me and to walk closely with me and to use this time to actually connect with me and bring communication forward, and that I wish to work in this very specific way. It doesn't matter, my friend, what has actually happened to you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
This is all a learning situation, a learning curve, as you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
And that what you really need to do is to actually, you have to organize yourself in this way. Do not allow it to just be random. So this is something that you need to bring about yourself to maintain the quality of communication and to, in fact, increase your vibration. Because, my friend, the more that you sit in meditation and develop your skills in this way, that is, linking with your heart, with your guides, whoever they are, and they will not remain solid, they will change and alter from time to time as your development progresses. The beings that you have at this moment in time are not necessarily the whole mass of it.
Oh, okay.
It will change.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you very much.
Because, my friend, there are different skills through your development which will actually come about. And so there will be different beings who will, from time to time, materialize in your life and help you in this way.
Yes, okay. Because I definitely started more as the premonitions and, you know, knowing things a week before they would happen. And
Yes, quite so.
And
yes,
you know,
but it will go into a different extent than that. Because
right.
There are other faculties to your way of life which you will be able to actually help and improve other people's lives through.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was
told. How do you suggest that she closes herself down then and makes sure that she's closed down and obviously anybody else in the same situation?
Well, yes, quite so. The point then to say is that whilst you are, when you are engaging in this form of meditation, you will do your best to obviously connect with it. And then at the end, obviously, you will also say, set out a specific time to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps say no more than 40 minutes at
okay.
any one time. And what you would say is now when at the end of this meditation and our meeting of communication, I want you to back away, please.
Okay.
And that please to respect my space and my privacy. Now,
okay.
naturally, my friend, if you are perhaps in a position where something else happens elsewhere in the country or someone else is in need of your help from the spirit world, perhaps, yes, perhaps it is to do with signaling some event that's going to transpire on your side of life or some other thing, perhaps to do with possibly the way in which someone is passing, or perhaps you may actually be instrumental in saving someone from passing, in which case that is a state of emergency.
Oh.
And you will say out to your spirit team, your helpers, guides, and I know they are listening at this moment in time, that you will actually say to them, well, if there are situations of emergency that you need to make contact with me through, then by all means, give me a specific sign that you want me to pay attention.
Oh, well, that sounds excellent.
And only come to me in this state.
Okay, that sounds excellent. But that's interesting that you brought that up, because that did happen to me.
Yes, I
know. Going back a couple of years ago, I actually sat up, and I just write things in a book or on a piece of paper, and I was actually driven to the computer to print it out on, you know, time-stamped and dated. And I actually felt this man who was passing, but it was about 14 hours before he actually passed.
Yes.
And I wrote the whole thing out that I could feel him slipping away and it shouldn't be too much longer. And then,
you know, 12
to 14 hours later, I got the phone call that he had passed, and I was like, yes, I know, I was with him all night. And they were like, okay, you know, so it was, you know, definitely a little, you know, odd, not for me, but for the other people. And they said, well, why would he come to you? I said, because he knew that I was open to him. And
yes,
I don't
exactly.
But my friend,
I am sorry to interrupt you, but my friend, the point is that I'm saying that this doesn't mean to say that what I've just said means you have to close down from this.
Okay.
That you are blanking this off. I'm saying that you are setting out very specific rules of engagement with your spirit friend.
Okay, so I let them know when I would like the information and only between these times, unless it's extremely urgent and if it's something that I could actually help and do something about.
Exactly, because, my friend, the reason why you were given brought in touch with that individual in that situation was for evidence for yourself and for the loved ones of those of that being who passed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see?
Yes, I do, and I appreciate all your help and your advice, and it was nice talking with you.
Most welcome, friend. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And peace in your work, friend.
Oh, thank you very much.
A long time you will be doing it.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Yes.
If anybody else would like to join us with a question relating to our subject in developing your gifts of spirit, then the lines are open. It's toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Canada 888-810-8322.
You see, my friend, so you can see from that you have a person, a being, who has a wonderful aura, who actually understands and wants to help people, who can see and recognize these personal, intimate gifts that she has, and that is actually able to respond to them in a very positive way. The necessity arises through this that there has to be certain ground rules which fit into your life. Now, this does not mean to say that you are saying, go away, spirit, until I need you or until I say. But that, understand, you are having a physical human experience. You are having a free will experience. It would be different, of course, if you as a human being said, well, I am giving my life to this form of communication completely. And it may well be that even in that commitment that you make, that you still need time to be yourself. Perhaps even just for the sake of personal washing or personal hygiene.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Whatever it is that you need to do in your physical life.
Yeah, people do think of that.
There are situations of respected personal space that, as you having a physical life experience, you would require that those in the spirit world would honor and step away from. Which is, of course, understandable. Otherwise, you may engage in situations of strange and peculiar voyeuristic attitudes, which may not be actually that healthy. I'm not saying that anything untoward would happen in this situation, but that, understand these things, my friends, when you are engaged with spirit, when you are raising your vibration, you are sending a beacon of light into the spirit world. This means that there may be beings in the spirit world who are attracted to that light who are not necessarily wholly positive or wholly good, even.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that many people, perhaps at the first instincts of these sounds, will actually say, oh, well, I couldn't possibly entertain anyone who is negative from the spirit world. I'm far too spiritual, far too uplifted, far too ascended in my own life plan, having had perhaps however many thousands of past lives you may seem to feel that you've had in order to elevate your status above other beings. And this, of course, is a part of the pathway of the past life experience, this sense of elevation above other human beings. So what you are actually doing then is perhaps you are saying, no, I couldn't possibly be attracted to this form of status, this negativity from someone else in the spirit world who is lesser of a lesser developed skill or nature than myself. Perhaps it could be even a being who has an ulterior motive in their designs upon you, and perhaps may even call themselves a guide or a helper. Come to you as a being of light, of intense love and beauty. Does that mean to say that's really who they are? Do not forget, dear friend, people in the spirit world, entities in the spirit world, are able to clothe themselves in the garb of other folk.
What about if somebody showed themselves as, like you say, a well-known person or something like that, that they would recognize?
Well,
it could look like somebody else, physically, you know.
Absolutely, of course. And how they do this is to actually borrow the cellular structure memory of that past physical human being, the spirit of that being, because the memory of spirit is really for all to see. You are a translucent being. You are a being of light in the spirit world. Therefore, much of the information isn't held back like someone holding back their complete skeleton within themselves, covered by skin.
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit world, you're not covering anything because you are a being of light, because you are a being of progress, of creation. You are a being who is wanting and seeking and desiring to interact with other beings for the process of creation, to create harmony, to create those other upper echelons of energy, vibration, which exist in the universe. So you as a being, my friend, in the spirit world, may well be in different collaborations with other beings in the spirit world for different reasons. It may be that you, or a semblance of yourself, is an element in the halls of learning, and that someone else is poring over your life. Not to say that they're getting all of the intricacies of your life, but most certainly another being of a good intention or whatever can actually illuminate the vibration of that which you have been, and most certainly borrow it for a time to try it on, to see what it feels like, as we've covered in other descriptions of this form of practice of communication.
Yes, but I thought that you had to have permission.
Well, yes.
You should do, really.
In the main, you should do, but we are well aware that some people actually mimic these cellular structured memories of a physical being and may well come and bring that as a form of introduction.
I wouldn't have thought that somebody of that sort of vibration would be able to do that, if you know what I mean, able to access that.
Yes, I understand that, but many beings in the spirit world have dual nature personalities. That means that perhaps they have an underlying reason of why they wish to do something. A person, just because you are in physical life, doesn't mean to say that a person in front of you is necessarily wholesome, and you have to get to know them. For some people, they have to get to know someone for 10 or 15 years before they will actually resist the cycle of keeping away from them and actually inviting them into their lives. How many times have you heard it that neighbors do not necessarily get on, do not necessarily even talk to one another for years?
Well, I guess it can be a difference between somebody who is just plain deceptive and not a very nice person, a negative person, and
yes,
somebody being rather sad, really.
Well, yes,
do you know what I mean?
That too, of course.
There's a difference in motive there, even though they might do the same thing.
Yes, my point then really is that, you see, very often beings in the spirit world may well bring themselves to you in the guise of being that you would expect to see, that you would expect to have, you see?
Mm. Hello, caller.
Hello, PBS Radio.
Hi.
Hello, friend
John,
yes. Hello, friend.
Hello. I got the personal question today, and that is, can you please tell me what I should look for in spirit teachers for myself personally? Because a lot of times I feel like people take me half the way, and then we part ways. That happens a lot. So is there one teacher I should be looking for?
One teacher that you should be looking for, I cannot specifically identify. It is difficult, I know, for you to find what is the truth out there. What is the truth in the connection of beings that may want to connect with you? How do you define which one is your true guide or is your true helper? I feel that that is the connotation of your question.
You'll have to have one of these Akashic readings, John.
I'd like to.
You know, we're doing free mini Akashic readings. Starting next Monday, there's an evening next Monday, and also, well, in the afternoon, you're probably at work on the 22nd. But next Monday night at 12 o'clock, we're doing a mini free Akashic reading. It'll be 10 minutes.
At what time, Fred?
It's on this show, so it's at 7 o'clock, in between 7 and 8.
Yes. Just email my name and birthday?
Yes.
That's right, your full name, your full birth name, your date of birth, and, well, we've got your question. Because you've just said it, but email me anyway, okay? And then if Gregory's got your Book of Life there, he can probably answer this question a lot better. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely true.
Sounds very good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then. Well, anything else quickly or not?
That's it.
Okay, well, you email
me
with those that information, all right? And then we'll work that out. Okay, I think there was only one space free for next Monday anyway, so
yes,
that's taken now, all right, by John. But
Well, friend.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes, we look forward to that, friend, John.
Yeah.
God bless.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's great. What were we saying? Oh, yeah, about... So what can people do to work it out?
Well, as I say, friend...
To know if that's who they've got.
Yes, exactly the same reasoning that you would have in how you get to know a neighbor and find out if they're a good, responsible neighbor. Are they going to be someone who actually responds to your needs and that you are genuinely going to respond to theirs if in times of crisis or something like that, even if it's to borrow a cup of sugar, which I understand people do. So this is quite simply a situation of a gradual change in your life. You slowly move into becoming accustomed to their nature, to their vibration. And the situation in dealing with beings in the spirit world should be no different to that. You would not welcome in a being who had the potential to destroy your life at the drop of a hat, even if you are of the highest vibration possible, even if you do say, with my highest guides and helpers second to none, with love of all the universe, if you welcome in whoever being it is. Do not necessarily take it, friends, that that is the being you have. They could illuminate themselves even as being an angel with wings, a golden spirit. They may illuminate themselves as being of the highest order of consequence, perhaps a robed figure from some other far-off planet, or some being who actually is of a different species nature. But how do you actually know they are who they say they are? What are you going to do? Are you going to simply invite them into your life? Perhaps give them a meal if you were seeing them physically in your physical world? Would you entertain a being that you know absolutely nothing about? Little bit like perhaps entertaining a tiger or a lion into your room, even if it is just a small one. You do not actually know, understand its method of behavior, its luminosity, its judgment call within itself. You do not know how it will respond to you, whether it is favorable. Yes, I understand. You would probably, using your connection with your spirit, your higher intention and intensity, you are focusing on that being and trying to illuminate the pathway before you. Perhaps you are communicating with it in some way. And you are having all of these beautiful, loving signals back from it. Doesn't mean a thing. If it's the first time that you've met them, if it's the fifth time that you've met them, the 25th time that you've met them, it doesn't mean a thing until you bring up, build that relationship, just as you would with a being in the physical world. So does this mean to say then that if an angel descends to you and states some beautiful transient information for you to illuminate your life with, are you going to sit up and take notice, or are you going to ignore them, as so many in the Bible have done in the past? Or as others in various stories have responded to, and it has been a beautiful, elevating experience, a one-off. How many times have you heard human beings say, oh, I had a visitation from an angel and I ignored them? And I could have kicked myself afterwards. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to respond. That is a natural situation of consequence of the situation of physical state. You aren't necessarily going to react in the way that you think you're going to react. Everyone would like to meet an angel with wings, but you don't necessarily know whether it's their actual clothes or whether they've just borrowed them or whether they are just illuminating them for ulterior motives and purposes.
Okay, so what's the signs? What do we do, or what don't we do?
What we don't do is we don't leave with them at the drop of the hat. We don't take upon all the information that they say and give us as being completely perfect. The situation, if you are brought into that, the best thing to do is, as soon as you have come out of it, incidentally, don't go with them at the drop of the hat. Be reassured. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation will be that when you return to your physical conscious state, you will write it down immediately before you forget anything. Write everything down in as much detail as you can. Or if you cannot write fast enough, pick up a recorder and record it as a voice message for yourself to play back later. And in this way, you will not be inhibited by the things that you see, or the situation will still remain clear, so you will be able to record it as factually as you can.
So you might have had it in, you mean, as it comes to you, either clairaudiently or clairvoyantly or
yes.
that sort of thing.
Either at the time, or obviously if you are in a state of meditation, friends, and you are not expecting this to happen, and it's something which evolves out of your meditation, perhaps, to do with a specific meeting or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you may feel reluctant to join it or be a party with it. You will need to perhaps have clarification about what this all means. What does it mean that you have a visitation from some strange being that you've never seen before?
Okay.
Does that mean to say it's something inviting? I know of thousands of human beings in the physical reality who've been duped by exactly the same thing and who have actually been implanted with certain instruments, and when they want to try to take their free will back, their own life back, they are prevented from doing so. That is not a being of love. That is a being who is manipulative, who is using that situation of desire and wanting to be loved from the human being's point of view and utilizing it for their own ends from a different species' point of view.
So if a being, an entity who is communicating and connecting with you
yes.
is all they say they are,
yes.
there should be questions that you can ask them that they should be obliged and be able to answer.
Immediately
respond. You hear that a lot.
Yes.
That they avoid questions. Say it's
yes.
not your time or whatever.
Yes, yes, it isn't your business or your vibration isn't able to understand the intonation or my words. So you will, I will come to explain it to you when I condone that your vibration is of a suitable entity or is of a suitable vibration
will
to understand and be quite derogatory, perhaps.
Will they infer that? Yes. Well,
yes.
So basically, there's sidestepping of questions that shouldn't be
sidestepped at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Within reason, I guess.
Oh, yes, absolutely within reason. We're not saying that you should be judgmental. We're not saying that you should be harsh upon the situation. Obviously, you are sitting within this loving vibration. That is at least what you are trying to attain. So you do not want to be, as it were, fraught or frit with fear over this situation. It isn't a fearsome situation, friends. We want you to actually learn and understand from this that you may be provoked into situations or stations of your understanding which you just do not have a grip upon.
So are there certain questions that you shouldn't really approach out of respect to anybody that comes from spirit?
The point is, yes, there are, but the point is the whole process is gradual. So you would not ask intensely personal questions to begin with. It would be a gradual process. Understand that the first meetings, perhaps, with some beings are not necessarily for your pure enjoyment, are not necessarily for your immediate development. It may just be that they're observing you, and that is the end of it. That's all that it means,
mm-hmm.
that they're observing you. You may observe this in your mind's eye. You may have been taken to a particular room in your meditation in order to observe this. It may be that you feel these people, these beings, are sitting all around you during your meditation, joining you with your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand this as well. It is very commendable for you to attract such attention. Should this be the case, my friends, then what you would do is simply just to blend with the moment, simply just to move with these energies. If you feel that they want you to move away with them somewhere else, you do not have to. Do not feel that you are letting yourself down or that you are full of fear when you do such a thing of declining their invitation. It is merely an invitation. And if these beings who have been attracted to you
mm-hmm.
are of the state and intention that you perceive them to be, that is, that their intention is honorable, that they want to do something with you and for you, and they want to help you in your developmental process, something mentally or physically, something that perhaps is to do with your spiritual auric identity in future years, to help you perhaps in the development of your spirit union, to help you in the development of your spirit gifts. They are going to be beings who will understand without words, without you feeling intentions or intonations of fear within yourself, but knowing and understanding that it is perfectly right for you just to want to sit there and bathe in the energy. You don't have to move with the moment. You haven't failed anyone. You haven't failed yourself. You are being cautious, and rightly so. We wish that more people would bring more caution into their affairs of liaising with beings of whom they know nothing, really, of their energies. Do you really think that even after 5 years of liaison with a being from some certain etheric dimension, that you automatically know everything about them? Yes, they may well have imparted a great deal to you. And I'm not saying for one moment that you should not have places of trust. Obviously, the situation will develop itself and will be through your understanding and the way in which you perceive their energy to be will be rewarded in reality. As to whether, for example, they are actually bringing you something of care and loving and giving and healing for someone else, a loved one. If they are bringing healing abilities to you, it will not be at the price of something else. Whatever gift comes not with a price tag, but comes as an accepted part of your life journey. I agree, there may be situations, stations of your development, whereby you have to give something up in order to gain something. A bit like going on a diet or something like that. If you need to lose weight, you have to give something up in order to achieve it, to achieve wellness and responsibility. You see, all things are echoed in just the same way as they are in the physical world. The universe, in a sense, is no different. Relationships still continue in the same way, are still figuratively based upon similar leanings of friendship, desire, understanding, well-being, positivity, and above all, love.
Very often you can get to the stage that we hear this over and over again, that in fact, it happened really in the beginning of mixed development, actually, before you arrived.
Yes.
When, I think, how many people spoke through him before you?
Some 65, mm. Yes.
Nobody would mention who they were ultimately training him for until, oh, gosh, about a year afterwards, I think. And then somebody mentioned your name, but even then... they weren't allowed to tell us anything about that. So,
no.
I mean, at that point, we could have been suspect about that, maybe, because that
of
was
course.
Being coy.
Yes, I understand that, but there were reasons for that.
Yes, but we didn't know that. So.
Yes, I understand, and this is why we're talking about it, because there are certain avenues which will actually help to define one's understanding about development, and that is that perhaps there may be interactions with other beings, not necessarily the one person you're going to end up with as the central guiding force, if you like, in your life. So it may well be that the first people that you meet, maybe it's your doorkeeper, or maybe it is a helper, a spirit helper. That doesn't mean to say that that's a lesser being. But it does mean to say that they are still beings who are of importance to you in your life at that time. Your development may well be in the process of all of this interaction. And yes, they may say that oh, we're getting you ready for some such and such a person. Well, who is this person? Well, I am not actually permitted to tell you because it is up to them to tell you themselves. I will tell you all I can about my life at this moment, if you wish, to prove my honorary state. Mm.
So it's like a step by step, really.
It is gradually step by step, just because they do not, cannot actually feel that they can say everything about
because
my life.
Yes, because it's not their place.
Because it is not their place. Mm.
Okay.
And that's all that it means. It does, so it doesn't mean to say that they're hiding anything, mm. but that they're... are different energies at work. And of course, in fact, in the developmental process, the energies at work are quite extreme because it will depend on what you are developing, whether you are like that lady developing gifts of farsightedness, of actually joining with different aspects of the physical realm but through the spirit world, as she is doing.
Well, there's lots of things that that lady could do with her gifts.
Absolutely.
In that
yes.
way, there's so
oh, yes.
much work in that area that's needed doing. It's
the world is open to her.
Absolutely.
It just
yes.
really means her further training.
Yes. Okay, well, and we'll continue with this conversation, not next week, but the week after.
Yes, very well.
Okay. Thanks, Gregory.
With love and light, and peace be upon you as always, Ben.
Hello.
Hi, is this the Robert Lee Camp Show?
Oh, no, I think you've got the wrong line.
Oh,
go
I'm
back to
sorry.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, thanks, Gregory.
With love and light, as always,
all
Ben.
Right.
Be well.
Thank you. Okay, and I'd just like to tell everybody once again about our mini free Akashic readings. And starting next Monday, which is the 12th of March, I do think we have all of the ones for that night. But please... continue to email in, because we will be doing this periodically, maybe every other week or every 2 or 3 weeks or something like that. So I can fit you in at some time, no problem, if you're a regular listener to the show. So anyway, the one after the 12th is the 22nd, and that's our afternoon show, and there's still some slots open on that. So it's a free Akashic reading. This is your book of life. You'll be speaking to Gregory, and if you email... enq@spirit-teaching.com, giving me your full name at birth, your date of birth, and a question. Put one question down that you really think about it, that you really want to know, okay? Something meaningful to you, all right? And we'll see where we go from there. I'll get back to you anyway, okay? So until next time, do go to our website. It's spirit-teaching.com. My name is Sylvie Avery. Be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.